Blog Talk Radio.
God, hallelujah. My answer is yes, Lord. Wherever you need me to go, I'll go. My answer is yes, Lord. We have a broadcast for you tonight. Be blessed with the music. I'll be right back.
I'm at a loss for words.
when God speaks to a people, when he speaks to a house, when he speaks through a prophet, when he speaks through apostolic voices, when he speaks through a minstrel and a psalmist, I believe he listens for a response. Let's respond tonight. From the other side, some of you have been pressing for years. Up nights, can't sleep. You feel this anti-you barrier pushing down on you. But every time you keep pressing, that barrier is having to back up. It's having to withdraw. It's a glass ceiling that you've been hitting with the top of your head. And instead of getting upset at that glass ceiling and quitting, there's a heart rate that's rising. Your calf muscles are getting stronger. You're starting to jump again. Regardless of the temporary pain you feel in your head, regardless of the temporary pain you feel in your body, there's a breakthrough. There's a breakthrough. That glass has to shatter. That wall has to come down. I tell you to respond. I'm breaking. Breakthrough. Every promise that you made to us, we
because he trusts in me. And also, Lord, you said in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I pull down the stronghold of confusion in my mind in the name of Jesus. Every seat of confusion in my life be broken.
Into
every evil thought. My heart be delivered from every evil thought in the name of Jesus. I shield my heart with the fire of God from every evil thought in Jesus' name. Heavenly thought, fill my heart.
I'm ready for child. I'm going through. Stone rocks everywhere. You say, when somebody hand me something good, somebody bring me some good news, somebody say something positive, Paul was at that place. But when he was stoned and thrown out for half dead, caught up then into the spirit, he now sees things in the spirit that he could not have any other way. Oh, no. Uh-oh. There are some things that you pray for. And when you pray for blessings, trouble came. There are some levels of blessings and spiritual maturity. The only way to get there is to go through trouble. You cannot get to the promised land if you're not willing to go through the wilderness. You cannot wear the crown if you will not carry the cross. Even Jesus said, Father, if it be thy will, pass this bitter cup for me. Is there a way that I can get to the crown without going through the cross? Absolutely not. He had to go through that to get through this. This is confusing because you pray for the blessing, here comes the burden. You pray for the triumph, here comes the tragedy. You will think that God didn't answer you, but he did. He put your feet in the right path to get the blessing, but the tragedy is a part of the process to get to the triumph. You can't be a winner if you're not in a contest. You can't be a conqueror if you haven't had conflict. You can't have the victory if you haven't been in a fight. You can't have a testimony if you haven't been in a test. You can't be an overcomer if you haven't had a mountain. Oh, y'all gonna hear what I'm saying to you? Touch your neighbor and say, I earned this praise. When you see me jumping, get out of my way. I earned this praise. I went through enough trouble that when I get ready to praise him, I've got a bona fide, legitimate right to praise him. I earned it through my suffering. I earned it through my anger. I earned it through my distress. And come hell or high water, I will bless the Lord. Give God a praise in this place. You don't understand because you haven't been through enough. But the greater the conflict, the greater the conquering. And I mean, it doesn't have to be a big crowd. It can be something real little, like I made it to church, but you don't know what I had to go through to get to church. I got a job. You don't know what I had to go through to get the job. I kept this marriage. You don't know what I had to go through to keep this marriage. In other words, somebody else's normal is your miracle. Don't let them look at you funny because they don't understand your praise until they understand your pain. Can I get a witness in here this morning? Through the process of your tragedy, triumph, and torment, God's grace is sufficient for you. Believe it. Understand it. Walk in it. It's enough to have him. You're not going to have everybody. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. I don't care how nice you are. I don't care how much money you spend on them. You cannot buy love. Just stop it right now and understand that God's grace is sufficient to take you whatever tragedy you face. Whatever obstacle you go through right now, you're going to be triumphant and you can face it because his grace is sufficient for you. He doesn't always change the situation just because you asked him to, but he will change you for the situation. How many gifted people do I have in the room? He's gifted. You've been through hell, but you're gifted. Yeah, you're just gifted. You can't help it. You're just gifted. What you can do, you can do it. You can just do it. If you can do it, you can just do it. Just do it. God bless me with I'm gifted. So you're going to have some haters if you're gifted. There's no need of trying to send them cards and roses. And you can't buy them off, invite them over to the house for dinner. You're going to have some haters if you're gifted. You're going to draw attention if you're gifted. You're going to draw fire if you're gifted. You're going to be conflicted if you're gifted. He's gifted. And he's so gifted. He's so gifted. Then he says, lest I become conceited. Now, I know you don't think you could become conceited and become arrogant, but you can become conceited and arrogant and not even know it. Because when you are gifted, things that other people struggle to do come easy for you. And because it's easy for you, you think it ought to be easy for them. So when you run into people who are not good at what you're good at, if you're not careful now, you'll turn up your nose and say, I just don't see how. I just don't, that don't make no sense. How in the world? You don't understand that the only reason you're knowing as well as you are is that God has gifted you in that area. And there you are looking down your nose at somebody else, but you don't understand it's only His grace. Who am I preaching to this morning? And he says, lest I become conceited. There was given to me a messenger from Satan to buffet my flesh. This is the part of the sermon where I want to tell you that God uses devils. I never will forget the first time I ran into the text. And it says, an evil spirit from the Lord came upon Saul. I thought, oh, what? An evil spirit from the Lord. I got the evil spirit and I got the from the Lord. But when you put the evil spirit with the from the Lord, I got confused because I thought, now, God didn't do anything bad. And how could an evil spirit come from the Lord when God is not evil at all? It took me years to understand that the first thing the text is teaching me is that the evil spirits are subject to the Lord and that they cannot move without His permission. See, I knew He was in charge of heaven. But I didn't know that He was the boss over hell, too. That every demon, every witch, every hex, every spell, every affliction, every disease is subject to Him. I learned later that the name of Jesus has been exalted above every name, that at His name every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. The devils are subject to His name. Demons tremble at the sound of His name. I would later read in the book of Job that even Satan had to appear amongst the sons of God and give his report to God and say, and God said, where have you been and what have you been doing? And he said, I've been going up and down throughout the earth. Look, he had to give his report. Even the devil has to come into the CEO's office and get permission. Oh, my. I even found out that the devil had to ask God permission before he could attack Job. And the reason I got happy about that is that if the devil does attack me, he can only do it because God allowed it. And if God allowed it to happen, he will never handle this. Get a grip on yourself. Stabilize your mind. Straighten your shoulders. Pull your head up. Get your backbone straight. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. If he started it, he'll... So God says, sit down, I'm just talking to you. Just talking. Whew. Whew. You mean you gonna pray them? You gonna pray them? Going through all you going through? You mean you gonna pray them anyhow? Going through hell and high water? You mean you got the nerve to jump up on your feet and give God? No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't pray them anyway. No, you won't. Been tormented, been up under attack, but you still gonna praise the Lord. I wanna hear a praise up in this house.
And right in the middle of their thoughtless, ungracious, inconsiderate disregard comes a woman who is not just a woman, but this woman is a worshiper. And she has taken it as long as she can take it. For she's watching them. She's watching him, looking around, needing a drink of water. She's going, nobody's washed his feet. What is wrong with them? They are crazy. I'm going to kill them when I get my hands on them. They're just all up there important, talking to each other and celebrating each other's ministry and doing this and that. And what's wrong? Why can't they take care of the master's need? And finally she decided, look, I know I'm not supposed to be in here, but I can't take it anymore. And she made up in her mind, I'm going in and I'm going to minister to the master. And she didn't care what anybody thought. Because see, when you really love him, you will let nothing separate you from him. Not life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nothing present or nothing to come. Not even big men with big titles having big business meetings. And with a passionate, premeditated praise, she pressed her way into his presence. And before anybody could stop her, her feet had taken her to the place that her heart already was. Nobody greeted her. Nobody ushered her. Nobody welcomed her. Nobody said, can I get you a chair? How about a glass of water? No. Nobody even smiled at her. But do you think she cared? See, real worshipers are not easily offended. I said, real worshipers are not easily offended. She didn't care what they thought. She didn't care if they talked to her. She didn't care what they said to her. Because she didn't come to see them anyway. She had come for Jesus. And her aggression has left them speechless. It was completely out of order. But touch somebody and tell them she broke in anyway, didn't she? She broke in anyway. See, I can't speak for everybody that is here tonight, but I do declare unto you that there are some of us that are determined to break into the presence of God. I dare you to hear them and tell them, excuse me, but I came to break in. Oh yeah, while you're sitting up half asleep, I came to break in. While you're acting like you don't need nothing, I came to break in. While you're acting like you are bored, I came to break into his presence. So yes, I'm going to break in with you or without you. Whether you like it or not, tell three people, I came to break in. Did you really? See, that's what real praise. Not church praise. Not cute praise. But real praise will make you break in. It'll make you jump up while everybody else is sitting down. You don't want to bother anybody. You don't want to disrupt the service. And you don't want to get on anybody's nerves. But you find yourself breaking in. See, somebody don't understand you right now because you keep jumping up and they can't see around you. So they're sitting behind you and they're cussing you out. It don't take all that praise. And it don't take all that noise. Why are you raising your hand? Why are you patting your foot? Why are you hollering? Turn around and tell them I came to break you in. Crazy folk, with hateful folk, with lying folk, with trifling folk, with backbiting folk, with sneaking folk. Let me tell you, if it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't be bothered by none of y'all. But since he chooses to be in here, if I gotta deal with you to get to him, God knows I can deal with you because I got to have. Sometimes you just gotta deal with it. I don't care how crazy folk are. You gotta deal with it. Say excuse. woman sees. She sees the moment. She walked into the room, choir. She walked into the room. She reached into her stuff. Sometimes you gotta reach into your own stuff. It ain't about the praise team stuff. It ain't about the choir stuff. It ain't about the preacher stuff. Sometimes you gotta reach into your own stuff. You gotta reach into your own history. You gotta reach into your own memory. See, it is my memory, y'all, that makes me worship him. That's why I don't expect you to get with my praise, because you can't see my memory. But when I of the goodness of Jesus and all. She reached into her stuff and she pulled out an alabaster box. She took the box and she broke it at his feet. Notice I did not say she opened the box. Because if, you know, there are two types of worshipers in this room tonight. There are open worshipers and there are broken worshipers.
Come on.
And when you're just open,
Hell, my God. You
can control how it comes out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, that's enough of that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But if I broke this bottle, everything inside this bottle would come out through the broken places. So for all of you that have such wonderful control, you're open, but you're not broken. And in order to have openness in heaven, there has got to be brokenness here on the earth.
Agree with you in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. I prayed for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him, God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off of me. Deliver me in my secret that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be delivered. Woman, be whole today. I've already prayed for you. I've already fixed it. I've already died and rose again for it. Yeah.
taking place now.
I'm finally
nobody greater than you.
those 10 singers. And let's just give them the glory.
Nobody greater.